Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Patty Clark, and we're also going to have a special guest with us as well, and we're going to be talking about the new fiber optics that Midwest Energy and Communications is in the process of installing. Patty, busy time putting this fiber in.
It is. It's been a long time coming, ever since I've been with the co-op, which is almost 13 years. It was our CEO's intention to bring rural America and our customers fiber broadband, a good connection. And finally, it's come to fruition. We've done the last 5 years over in our Southwest territory, and now we're over here doing our Southeast territory.
Well, I bet it's just an amazing gift. I know it costs something, but for people that didn't have fiber optics and didn't have access to the higher speed internets, it's probably just a wonderful thing for them.
It is, especially now. I think people realize the value and the necessity. It is a new utility, after all. Working from home, doing school work from home, or just trying to keep connected with people has never been more paramount. We're happy. We unfortunately had to take a little hiatus during COVID when we were not doing installs, but we are back in the saddle. And for our Midwest customers, okay, if they're interested in having fiber internet, a true fiber connection to the back of their box in their home, not shared by anybody else, give us a call.
And you've got someone we're going to talk to about how they've been able to utilize their fiber.
Yes, we actually have one of our Midwest customers who was working from home and having some issues, and just happened to get her on the phone one day, and she was telling me about it, and I thought, wow, what a great story. She embodies so much of what's going on, so I've asked her if she would not participate and give her story instead of me telling you what she told me. I'd love her to tell her story and what it was like to work from home.
So we have Wendy Bankston with us, and Wendy, you've been able to utilize the MEC fiber optics. How is that going for you?
It's been great so far, and I am so thankful we made the switch. And when people talk about a utility service, it sounds strange to get so excited about something that you would think is routine or you tend to take for granted. But for us and people in our area who did not have access to fiber or high speed, it really has been almost life-changing. I work from home. I've been working from home for almost 10 years now, and I have been fighting multiple carriers for years, fighting speed and download opportunities. And I would get so frustrated, and there were so many days where I would have to go work elsewhere, or I would camp out in the library to do work, or I'd have to drive to our office, which at the time was in Farmington Hills, so that was quite a drive for me. And when I found out that Midwest was putting in the fiber, I know we signed up and called almost immediately, and I have been so pleased from start to finish, the process, the people. And they truly are invested in making sure that you are working and that you're happy and that they have provided what they promised they were going to provide to you.
Well, thanks so much, Wendy. We appreciate that you're happy with Midwest Energy and Communications, and that's a great testimonial.
It's terrific. I couldn't have said anything better.
There you go. So, Patty, how big is the range now, and how much are they going to be laying more fiber?
Well, what we are in the process of doing, there's several parts of building fiber. There is the main line. So when people see trucks on their road, they give me a call and they get very excited. But there's five pieces. There's then the drops come, and then the splicers come, and then, you know, and then at some point you're going to see flags in your yard, and the technicians we're going to call you, and we're going to be able to do the install in the home. Now, we had a period where we hit, you know, the COVID, and we had to stop doing home installations, but we were able, we had a lot of people that were willing and wanting to do self-installs. So our marketing department got with our installers, and they did a video on a how-to. We had lots of people, over 200, that did a self-install.
Wow.
With our installer standing safely outside, okay, providing guidance while the homeowner did the install, just to get people up and running. And, of course, when this happened, we upped everybody's speed that was currently on with us so they could work from home, they could do schoolwork, they could FaceTime, and stay connected.
So easiest way for, of course, they have to be a customer already of MEC, and then what is the easiest process for them to get in line to get their fiber hooked up? Is the best way to go to your website or...
You can do one of two things. You can go to teammidwest.com and put in your address and kind of select a service, and that will get you as an expression of interest and signed up, and we will start taking it from there. We are doing the Tecumseh area right now, and then we're going to Woodstock, then down to Hudson, Seneca, over to Blissfield, and then we're going to go down to Ohio. There so that's go. Kind of how we're building our main lines right now. But we've had tremendous support from our customers. You know, we had one, I've got a couple of examples. With a shelter at home order, we've been able to work, go to school, and maintain contact with family effectively. Our previous internet source satellite would not have been able to handle the volume of usage required during these trying times. Mm-hmm. The best internet we've ever had, excellent internet service, very polite, knowledgeable agents. That's what we're here for. We're here to make sure that people have access to all the wonderful things in rural America and don't have to leave rural America.
There you go.
Just because they don't have access to the same kinds of amenities elsewhere.
Well, we want to thank Wendy and Patty, of course, for you too, for joining us. And, you know, thanks for making rural America so wonderful and, of course, building vibrant communities with the new fiber. We really appreciate it.
Very good. And one other thing, we said teammidwest.com or 1-800-492-5989, and we'll get you hooked up.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of NEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.